2012 has seen a surge of entrepreneurial activity here in St. Louis, a surge in the number of new startup companies, entrepreneurial activity, not just in biosciences, but across the board in technologies like information technology and green technologies, and certainly a concentration of that activity in biosciences. We have seen through our organization and the BioGenerator, our nonprofit subsidiary, we've created now 36 new startup companies that we've invested about $4 million of nonprofit dollars into. And those companies have gone on to raise over $110 million in follow-on investment that really validates the quality of the kind of technologies that are emerging here in St. Louis. In addition to the increase in startup, there has been an associated increase in the infrastructure to support those companies, including physical infrastructure. So we see a very significant expansion of the Cortex Life Sciences District in the Midtown area of St. Louis between the Washington University Medical Center and St. Louis University. A lot of outside investment going into that project, nearly $200 million of new investment. A lot of jobs will be created. And we see also in St. Louis County where there's a concentration of plant science activity around the Monsanto, around the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center. St. Louis County has just this year opened its new Helix incubator to support startup companies.
And so you've been building some of this infrastructure for some time now.
Well, that's right. You know, we've been at this for over a decade. And when you look at St. Louis a decade ago, St. Louis has been for a long time fortunate to have a tremendous concentration of research and development activity in our medical schools, in our great universities, in our corporations, corporations like Monsanto and Sigma Aldrich. But what we did not have at the time was the infrastructure or what one describes as an ecosystem to support entrepreneurial activity. So if there was a great idea coming out of one of our universities, for example, and if a company were to be created, ultimately and unfortunately, those companies seemed to end up on the East Coast or the West Coast where there was venture capital, where there was expert support for entrepreneurs to build their companies, where there were the laboratory and incubator support, all the elements that they needed. And we didn't have those elements in place in St. Louis at that time. And so we have been working now, really beginning in 2001, under the name the Coalition for Plant and Life Sciences, which was led by, has been led for over a decade now by William Danforth, the Chancellor Emeritus of Washington University, who brought a group of civic leaders together at that time. And we've been building that infrastructure quietly for the last decade. So without ever really issuing a press release or having a website, we were building assets, including the Cortex District, the BioGenerator, which helps to create companies, helping to jumpstart venture capital investment in St. Louis. And that has come a long way over the last decade so that where we are today, we have a leading set of assets in St. Louis that's being recognized around the country as really a wonderful place to start up a company because we now have capital, we have facilities, we have talent, and we have a lot more experience and networks to help a young enterprise survive and thrive right here in St. Louis and not have to move to the coast to get what it needs to be successful.
Well, yeah, you were talking about the venture capital component of this and getting that early stage funding to sort of propel some of these biotech startups forward. How are we doing as far as attracting some of that money to St. Louis that typically stays on either the East or West Coast?
Well, it's certainly true that St. Louis, like the rest of the Midwest, has been viewed by investors on the East and West Coast as, quote, flyover country, where, you know, venture capitalists, it is said they're greatest and most precious asset is their time. And they would rather, if they can find deals to invest in their own backyard, they would rather do that than get on an airplane and spend time trying to discover elsewhere deals worth investing in. And sometimes they would get on a plane and go to the other coast, but they would fly over the Midwest. And what we're finding more and more is that investors are stopping in St. Louis. And the reason they're stopping in St. Louis is because we now have a growing concentration and critical mass of deal flow, as an investor would call it. We have, as I mentioned, 36 new bioscience companies developed in the last just very several years. There are hundreds of new startup companies in St. Louis across technologies that are being supported by other organizations in our community, like the IT Entrepreneur Network and the Innovate Venture Mentor Service and Arch Grants and other organizations that are supporting technology companies. And there are synergies now between these organizations, great collaborations. And so we see enough deal flow now and good companies that investors are beginning to feel like it is worth their time to make a special trip to St. Louis.
So tell me about what all of this is building toward. What can all of this biotech startup growth mean for the region's economy moving forward?
Well, St. Louis historically has had a strength in what some people now define as old economy kinds of companies, 20th century manufacturing type companies, for example, that are mature industries, consolidating industries, whereas biosciences represents a high growth industry for the 21st century. And I think that the regions and the states that are investing now to build a role for themselves in a high growth industry like bioscience, when they look back 20 or 30 years from now, are going to see that these are the regions that are really developing the high quality jobs of the future, are the places that will be magnets to attract young people, educated young people from around the country. And by being a significant player in the bioscience industry, St. Louis is positioned to have a significant share of a 21st century high growth industry and to be an attractor of talent and have a net inflow of smart people, productive people that will not only generate revenues for companies and create jobs, but also will create and generate prosperity for the community, tax revenues that will help support social services and cultural activities in St. Louis, all the things that make a community a great place to live. And I think it's important that St. Louis be a player in an industry that has a future. And biosciences is not the only one, but it certainly is one where St. Louis can play a major role.